Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Alam is with us. He is with Northwestern, and he's also the president of the American Academy of Dermatology. Today is Melanoma Monday, and I know you have some guests with us. How are you today, doctor?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Doctor, this is such a serious topic. It always concerns me, so I think it needs not just one day, probably needs to be talked about every day of the summer. Let's start with some of the basics. Early detection and prevention, that's the key, right? So should you be doing an all-over body skin check every year, and what can you do at home to recognize what might be a symptom of melanoma?
That's a great question. The answer is yes, you should be doing a skin check every year. Everyone is a susceptible, regardless of your age, your gender, your skin color. Anyone can get skin cancer. 1 in 5 Americans at some point will have skin cancer. Some will have melanoma, the most deadly form. What you can do is you can see a board-certified dermatologist once a year for a skin check. And in between your skin checks, you can do skin checks at home in front of a full-length mirror. You can look at your front. You can look at your back. You can look at your arms, underarms, your palms, and sit and look at the bottoms of your feet. And then you can use a handheld mirror to look at the back of your head, your neck, and all of your back. And in that way, you will know if there is a new suspicious lesion, something growing or changing or bleeding, or just something that's an ugly duckling that wasn't there before, and you can bring that to the attention of your dermatologist.
Should you take photos of moles or spots that you're concerned about and track changes until you can get into the dermatologist?
I think it's always a good idea. If you want to take a picture, good idea. And if you are concerned, when you do call your dermatologist, please be sure to let the scheduler know that you have a changing mole, and they will get you in quickly.
Wonderful. How treatable is melanoma today compared to 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, the great thing about melanoma, which is, sounds like an odd thing to say, but the great thing about it is if you find it early, it's almost 100% curable. And that's very exciting. Unfortunately, if you find it late, it's much more challenging. Although the good news is even on that front, we have much better medications and immunotherapies than we had 10 years ago.
What SPF should we be using, and how often should we reapply?
You should use an SPF of at least 30, a broad-spectrum sunscreen that's water-resistant, and you should reapply at least every so often if you are in the water. But at least once a day, you want to put it on carefully, and you want to avoid sprays. You want to make sure it's on really well. If you're irritated by sunscreen, you might want to consider a mineral sunscreen, which can be less irritating. Generally, just make sure you find something that you can tolerate so that you will use it.
We're talking about Melanoma Monday, and doctor, I've always, when I was young, I didn't think about it. I have thought about it a lot lately because my hands have brown spots. A lot of women go to nail salons, and they send you over to a table to put your hands under a light to dry your nail polish. Are we at risk doing that?
Unfortunately, yes. It does dry your nail polish very well and quickly, but they use ultraviolet light, which is the part of light that can help cause skin cancer. So in general, not a good idea. You might let it air dry instead.
Thank you. And what is A, B, C, D, E?
A, B, C, D, E is a way to understand which moles might be most worrisome. So the A stands for asymmetry, the B stands for borders, irregular borders, C, color, dark colors, multiple colors or shades, D is for diameter, larger moles might be more concerning, although not so much anymore, and E is for epiluminescence, what they look like under special magnification, where they might have special features that your dermatologist might detect.
And people of all skin colors can be diagnosed with melanoma?
Absolutely. You don't have to be Caucasian. You could be black. You could be Asian. You could be Hispanic. It turns out that many people with non-fair skin get more skin cancer than we thought that they did. We just didn't know because we never checked. But now that we're doing more studies, we're finding that they have, while a lower incidence than white people, still more than we expected. And often in non-white people, the melanomas and other skin skin cancers are detected later because mm-hmm. they're not going to the dermatologist and they're not keeping an eye.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is such important information, and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Alam. He's with Northwestern, and he is also the president of the American Academy of Dermatology. We will post this interview, so I suggest you share it with your loved ones or the ones you know that spend too much time in the sun.